Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. Fleur, we're back in the cafe.
Again. This cafe.
It's almost like there's a theme going on here. What type of coffee you got there?
I do like a soy flat white.
Ooh.
Yes.
Very nice.
Sometimes I might have a dirty chai. Do you know what that is?
I'm scared to ask.
It is a coffee, or rather a chai latte with a shot of coffee in it.
Okay.
So there you go. It's called a dirty chai.
I'm glad that's what it is. Excellent. We're not going to...
It's nice for something different.
Not going to get thrown off our podcasting app.
No. Okay. It's not coffee with... No, sorry. It's
Moving
not
on.
Dirty chai.
I had a very, very boring espresso.
Oh, that's all right.
But it means that I might talk really fast from now on.
Okay, that's all right. We've got a lot to get through, I think, today, do we, David?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about you use the How You Feel, or
yes.
How We Feel, that's the name of the app.
Yeah,
and tell me more about how you found that.
We discovered that last time out, didn't we? The How We Feel. Well, I checked in for a week.
Yes.
And I did it three times a day when you said there were notifications.
Yes,
those came
yes.
up. But I also did it when I felt... I was having an emotion.
Ah, good.
So maybe I did it half a dozen times a day.
Okay.
And what that did was result in a pattern.
Aha, David's showing me his pattern.
Yeah.
Which I can see you've got 41%, does that say?
Yeah, they're 41% green, which from the app is... pleasant emotions, but more relaxed.
Yes.
Or low energy, I should say. 41%, a bit spooky, but there you go.
Yeah.
Of pleasant high energy emotions.
Okay, yes.
11% low energy, unpleasant emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And only 6% high energy, unpleasant emotions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what that tells me... is that actually I'm a pretty positive person.
Well, it says you're experiencing even greater ratio of than 3-1, really. Just a little bit more, sort of more of a...
Yeah, I mean, obviously...
An 80-20 kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe it'll probably stabilise over coming weeks, presumably, as if I keep it more, but yeah.
What? Do you think it's always been that way? You've always had that kind of ratio. Did it feel like a normal week? That's maybe a better way to ask.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it reminded me that having unpleasant emotions is okay. It's legitimate to feel that way.
That's right.
I guess it's probably good that it's high ratio, it's a positivity, but it's
It aligns with that Barbara Fredrickson, remember we talked about the 3-1 for well-being.
Absolutely.
So,
In fact, you mentioning Barbara Fredrickson reminds me to tell you that I have actually done a bit of research.
Ooh, you went and did some self-directed learning, David.
Yes.
I'm pleased to hear that.
That's what Googling is called now. Yes, that's exactly what I've done.
Yes.
But I found a book of hers called Positivity.
And I
started reading that, and it's all about this stuff in the positivity ratio that you were talking about.
Great. And what else did you learn?
Well, there was a line that stood out at me, which was positivity changes us for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Positive emotions allow us to discover and build new skills, new ties, new knowledge, and new ways of thinking, which helps us when it comes to change and challenge.
Yes.
So that leapt out to the page at me because, well, I'm the change guy.
Yeah.
And we talked about how it is that we navigate and adapt to change.
Mm.
Well, what Barbara Fredrickson is telling us is if we, you know, have more positive emotions more often, and they help us discover building new skills, new ties, knowledge, and new ways of thinking. That sounds awfully lot like change to me.
Yes. Yeah. Look, you've highlighted a really important point, and just to reiterate or build on what you've said, funnily enough, build.
Ah, I see what you...
Her theory is called Broaden and Build.
Ah, there you go.
But to build on that is around, yes, when we're experiencing positive emotions, our minds kind of are more open to learning and taking more risks, doing more creative things, because that's what positive emotions allow us to do, whereas the negative emotions can kind of shut those down a bit, because generally the negative emotions are kind of helping direct us to that sort of survival part of us.
Yeah, that's interesting. So one of the things that the little chart here has enabled me to do is figure out who I was with, what I was doing, and where I was when I was having unpleasant emotions, and maybe try to, you know, stop having them.
Oh, okay. Well, David, I'm about to share something with you about this. So, as much as we want to increase our experience of positive emotions, it's also important to acknowledge that unpleasant emotions are not something to avoid.
Okay.
So as much as they feel unpleasant, we're not, it's not about forcing positivity. So now this ties nicely into another fantastic person in this space called Susan David.
Right.
And she has created a concept called emotional agility.
Right.
So emotional agility ties so well into change, because emotional agility is about how do we be flexible with our emotions. So that is, we embrace the negative emotions as much as we do the positive ones. And when we say embrace, it's more about becoming curious about them. So I don't know when you, David, when you looked at that app, it's got a lot of videos in it as well. Did you see those?
Yeah, I've noticed actually each time I chose a new emotion that I hadn't selected before, it either gave me a little rundown of what it meant, or there was a little video, which is only like 30 seconds long, but really well shot, by the way.
Yes.
Fantastic way they've filmed those. So easy to understand, and yeah, I watched a couple of them.
Yes.
And that really helped me out.
Great. Hopefully, or maybe you haven't got to this video yet, there's one about looking at emotion through two different lenses. So there's one called the emotion judge.
Okay, yeah.
And the one called the emotion scientist. Have you watched those yet?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay.
Sounds interesting. Tell me more.
Yeah, and it's very aligned to Susan David's concept of emotional agility. So the idea is that we often will look at our emotions through those two lenses. So emotion judge.
Yep.
And so if we are being in that space, we are ignoring or denying or suppressing those negative emotions. So that's hence why I don't want you to say, I don't want to have any negative emotions. Because that is in some ways ignoring or denying that we experience them. But they're very much part of being human.
And I guess the name is, you can fall into the trap, I guess, of judging yourself for having those.
Being critical that you're experiencing a negative feeling.
Yeah.
Whereas if we look at our emotions through the emotion scientist lens, we're being more curious about these emotions. So we're trying to unpack them a bit more. So instead of avoiding having those unpleasant experiences, what we're trying to do is become more curious about them. Oh, what was happening at the time when I experienced that negative emotion? What is that a negative emotion trying to tell me? What is it trying to tell me that I need? Because emotions drive us to action, and so we need to understand what the emotion's trying to tell us, so we, the actions or the decisions that we make are more aligned with our values and our goals.
Okay, so
That's a lot in there.
I guess the learning, though, from what you're saying, though, is that it's having the ability to step back and realizing you're having an emotion, rather than just sort of diving in 100% connected to it, just being a tiny bit disconnected and go, I'm having an emotion, now what am I going to do with that?
Yeah, you're right. It's like taking that step back and almost looking at yourself from above and going, oh, what's going on here with this emotion? So, yes, you're sort of analysing it, you're inspecting it, you're trying to understand it a bit more.
Well, that fits with me noticing who I was with, where I was and what I was doing when I had unpleasant emotions.
Yes.
And just recognising that and trying to, you know, take some action to not correct that, but what's the right word to sort of manage that?
Yeah.
And go, okay, I recognize this is a thing. What can I do to try and turn that really unpleasant emotion into a sort of lesser unpleasant emotion, if that's a word?
Or sort of use it constructively and make sure that the decisions or the actions that you're taking are aligned with your goals and your values. Because often if we're not having that awareness, we can let our emotions kind of take over and they jump in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And we might do things that not align with our goals and values.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one other thing I noticed was there's just so many emotions, like how many more than I thought there was.
Yes.
And maybe I'm actually curious about all these cards you've got laid out on the table here.
Oh, you noticed those,
did
you?
Well, it's hard not to be honest with you. But they're all sitting here, and I thought, all right, Flair's going to get me to do something. What is it you're going to get me to do? So probably we're moving over to... You can't see this on the podcast, but we're moving over to... And there's a load of emotions there. But before I get there, it's probably worth reflecting on how many emotions I've had recently.
Yes, yes. Sorry, David. So all of these cards here represent an emotion.
Yes.
So there's a range of different emotions on this table. So I want you to sort of think about how many emotions or what sort of emotions you experienced in the last 24 hours.
Well, I can get that off my app if I'm thinking about it.
You can.
It. Okay, cool. Yeah.
But also then go and have a look at the cards on the table and see if there's more emotions on that table that you actually experienced but you didn't record in your app.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I'm just having a look at my app now and there's a few there. Energized, tired, at ease. I could see, there's probably over the last 24 hours, I'm just looking, there's probably about half a dozen to a dozen emotions, but Flo, there's more emotions than that on this table. There's like 100 little cards.
Yes.
Or I suppose it's a deck of cards, maybe 50 to 100. So it seems a lot anyway.
There are quite a few.
And what I'm noticing here is that there's a lot more emotions than I'd really thought about when I was selecting them on my app.
Yeah. Yes. And that is one of the tools or techniques that we want to sort of challenge others with, is to become more descriptive about your emotions. So become more aware of the nuances of the different emotions that you might experience.
Yeah.
Because I think we talked about in the previous episode about clumping.
Yes. Yep.
We often will just describe our feelings as happy, sad, angry, embarrassed. Whereas that feeling of anger might actually be more specific than that.
Yeah.
So instead of angry, you might be feeling disappointed, or you actually might be feeling anxious. So this is where the emotion scientist comes in. So we want to get more curious and be more nuanced in our description of the emotion that we're experiencing, and hence these cards on the table to kind of demonstrate that there are lots and lots of different words to describe emotions that we want to tap into.
We do bucket, as you called it, that a lot. Like, I'm just thinking about walking around and people going, how are you going? Oh, I'm going, okay. Are you okay? I'm okay. What have we learned? We've learned that two people are okay. I don't know if okay is a defined emotion or whether we're just...
How does okay feel? It's not very descriptive, is it?
Well, we're not sort of being truthful to... It's just a mask, isn't it?
Yeah, or we're not really paying attention.
Yeah,
we're just like giving that rote response.
Yeah, it's like a robot, or just it's on automatic, isn't it? Do we really care? Probably not.
Mm.
How are you going? I'm going okay. You okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Now can we get on with the conversation? Wow. Getting off script and getting more detailed and more specific.
That's it. So sometimes what we need is like a box of cards, or you can just do good old Google and just search emotions, list of emotions.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
And what I would be doing, David, this is what I'm going to encourage you to do this week,
okay,
is grab that list of emotions And when you're doing your How We Feel app or just even generally sort of thinking about what you're feeling, have a look at that list and see if there's a word that more accurately describes your feeling.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's a really good tip.
Now, the other thing you can do, and this is a recommendation from Susan David, is maybe instead of looking at that list, you might just initially describe your feeling, and that might be a clumped feeling, so angry, for example, and then think, what are two other possibilities that that feeling could be?
Yeah.
And you might need to refer to your emotions list to help you, but that's another way. So instead of just saying, I feel really angry today, say, okay, I'm saying initially I feel angry, but are there two other words that this could describe how I'm feeling right now?
Wow, that's a really good tip. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, in my world, in change, we talk about the emotional life cycle of change. I think we touched on that in one of the early episodes of this series. The amount of emotion people feel during change is heightened, of course, and I'd imagine, you know, the intensity of those emotions and the number of emotions of those go high during change.
Yeah, Susan David says they go up, our unpleasant emotions go up by up to 300%.
So that's 300%.
300%. Wow. I mean, that's obviously, you know, up there. Not everyone gets to 300%, but that's a significant increase.
Well, that's something to really think about, isn't it? Especially if you're going through change or transformation. Yeah, interesting. All right. Well, something to think about. I might have to check out Susan David a bit more.
Yeah, there's, well, a good place to start. I mean, she's got a book called Emotional Agility.
Okay, yep.
But another place you can go to is a TED Talk. So she's got a TED Talk about that concept as well. So that's a good place to start. I mean, she's got a brilliant website, so you can check that out too with a bunch of resources.
All right.
But start small, start with her TED Talk, and then maybe we can chat next week about what you learnt from that.
Yeah, well, that sounds a good piece of homework. Fantastic. Thank you again, Fleur. How's your coffee going? We're pretty much finished here, aren't we?
I think so. I think my coffee is done.
Fantastic. And so are we. Before we go, just a reminder that there is a Gmail address. You can tell us what your experience is or ask us a question. We'll happily respond. coffeewithfleur@gmail.com. You know the drill by now. We're not going to go through the whole thing again. Just flick us an email and let us know how you're getting on with all of this stuff. I'm on way to look up Susan David's TED Talk. I'll report back next week.
Fab. Fantastic. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Fleur.
See ya.
Cheers.